A world in turmoil. Protect your hope. Why it matters. Anxiety over world turmoil can take a toll on people physically and emotionally. Many who have been affected by these events see no hope on the horizon. How do they react? Some refuse even to think about the future. Others escape their anxieties through alcohol or drugs. A few conclude that death is preferable to life. Why go on? They ask. What you should know. Some of the problems you face might be temporary and could change unexpectedly for the better. Even if your situation does not change, there are things you can do that can help you deal with it. The Bible provides genuine hope, a permanent solution to mankind's problems. What you can do now. The Bible says, "Never be anxious about the next day, for the next day will have its own anxieties. Each day has enough of its own troubles." Matthew 6:34. Take one day at a time. Do not let anxieties about tomorrow keep you from handling today's responsibilities. Worrying about negative things that might happen will only add to your stress and weaken your hope for a better future. How to cope? Helpful tips. Focus on the positive. The Bible says, "All the days of the afflicted one are bad, but the one with a cheerful heart has a continual feast." Proverbs 15:15. A negative outlook can blind you to solutions that are readily available. In contrast, a positive attitude might help you think of ways to deal with your situation. Limit the amount of time and attention you give to the news. At the end of each day, list 2 or 3 things for which you can be thankful. Make a to-do list and include only what you can do today. Break down larger tasks into smaller ones so that you will see the results of your efforts at the end of the day. Get support. The Bible says, "Whoever isolates himself rejects all practical wisdom." Proverbs 18:1. You cannot climb out of a deep pit by yourself, but with a helping hand, you can succeed. Reach out to family members or friends for support. Also, look for ways that you can help them. Doing things for others will help you keep your problems in perspective. If you have lost hope and feel that life is not worth living, consider getting a medical checkup. Sometimes feeling overwhelmed is a symptom of a health disorder, such as depression. Many people have been helped by getting treatment. The footnote reads, "Awake does not endorse any particular health treatment." End of footnote. The Bible offers genuine hope. An ancient psalmist said in prayer to God, "Your word is a lamp to my foot and a light for my path." Psalm 119:105. Consider how the Bible, God's word, is just that. On a dark night, a lamp helps us decide where to walk. Likewise, the Bible contains practical wisdom that can guide us when we need to make a difficult decision. A light can illuminate our path so that we can see what is farther ahead. In a similar way, the Bible can illuminate our view of what the future holds. The Bible is a sacred book that not only traces man's history from the start, but also provides genuine hope for the future. It answers these questions. How? How suffering began. The Bible says that through one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin. And so death spread to all men because they had all sinned. Romans 5:12. Why? Why human rule has failed to fix our problems. The Bible says that it does not belong to man who is walking, even to direct his step. Jeremiah 10:23. A look at the world scene confirms that fact. What? What God will do to address the situation. The Bible shows that He will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. Revelation 21:4. Learn more. Watch Why Study the Bible? Search for the video title on jw.org. End of article.